News Director Chantel Grove. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. A coalition of business and property owners were present at Monday's Carroll City Council meeting seeking relief from the city on the monthly expenses associated with public restrooms in Westgate Mall. Chico Canny, owner of the property, says they had issues with keeping up on the maintenance and supply needs.
We really need about $300 a month for the cleaning and soap and everything that's involved in that, and the water issue. I'm asking the city to maybe throw in the water bill.
Canny told the council that owner of Janine's Hallmark, Janine Miners, has been paying out of her own pocket for cleaning and supplies. They've worked out a five-day-per-week deal with a cleaning service from Odebolt and were paying $300 per month. However, the service reduced that by $100 until more funds can be collected. Downtown business owner Laura Comito says they would like to utilize New Hope cleaning services, but no crew is available. She adds, in previous years, many of the business owners outside of the mall were willing to help support the restroom as a benefit for customers. That number has dropped over time.
Have you noticed how much smaller the mall has gotten?
Mm-hmm.
That makes a difference, too. The empty storefronts. There's four empty storefronts in there. So, you know, that's revenue that can't go into this. I'm not even a member. I don't own anything in the mall, and I'm supporting this restroom. And there's a list of, there's so many other businesses that are not, don't belong to the mall. I mean, we don't own anything in the mall.
Mayor Dr. Eric Jensen brought up the $50,000 in support provided by the city for restroom construction, along with the agreement made at that time.
I guess what I'm getting at, Laura, is the fact that when we did this, there was something that was set up and discussed at the time that was supposed to take care of all of that at that time. Now, I don't know where it's gone since then because the city was involved in just building it. And as far as maintenance, that was not part of the city. It was to build it.
Currently, the Carroll Chamber of Commerce is providing $187 per month of support to be pooled with that paid in by the mall and other merchants. No action was taken, but the council requested some time to review a listing of income sources, along with the actual expenses that were presented to them at Monday's meeting. Carroll Broadcasting has reached out to city officials for copies of those papers and will include them with this story on our website when they're made available. Full audio of the discussion can also be found online. A Carroll business is organizing a late summer ride to not only try to break a record, but to also bring awareness for women with breast cancer and raise money to support breast cancer research in Iowa. Harley Davidson of Carroll is inviting all women to sign up for the women's largest group ride attempt that will be held on Saturday, August 1st of this year. Anyone with questions or who would like to volunteer to help out can contact Wade Adams or Hallie Bergren at 792-1610. The Audubon FFA is hosting a special film viewing later this week to highlight the importance of farm safety to students, producers, and residents in the region. According to advisor Brittany Elmquist, two showings of Silo will be available at the Rose Theater in Audubon on Wednesday, January 15th. She says the film showcases one of the many dangers faced by ag producers every day.
It's about a grain bin entrapment. So there's a young teenage boy who is in a grain bin entrapment incident, but then it really shows kind of how the community is involved and what all happens in small rural America when tragedy strikes. And then it also really kind of pushes on farm safety issues.
The first showing at 9 a.m. is for ag students from the Audubon and Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton FFA chapters. The second show begins at 6 p.m. and is open to the public. Both viewings are being offered at no cost by the Audubon FFA thanks to a grant provided by the Audubon County Farm Bureau. Following the film, local first responders will lead a discussion covering safety issues and themes from the movie.
So that they can display what happens in a grain bin rescue and the different equipment and things that they would be able to use, and maybe some precautions that our agricultural producers could have with them all the time when they're in a grain bin or when they're around a grain bin. They're going to give some talks too about general farm safety, especially with grain bin entrapment incidences.
While registration is not required to attend, to account for limited seating, Elmquist encourages people to RSVP via their Audubon FFA Facebook page.
there's 160 seats in the rows. And so we've got kind of a Facebook invitation where it looks like maybe we're at 70 people there, but I know that there's others that are planning on coming that maybe haven't RSVP'd on that Facebook account. So we're hoping we have room for everybody.
Elmquist adds they will have around 30 extra seats available during the 9 a.m. viewing for people who could not attend that evening. Links to RSVP or for more information about the film can be found included with this story on our website. And that's a look at your news. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.
Thank you, Chantel, for the news update. You can get all your local news available anytime you want at 1380kcim.com. Not only news, but weather with the Brinks Exteriors Radar, Jeff Blankman and sports, funeral announcements all updated throughout the day and available to you anytime at 1380kcim.com.